whilst I personally believe that the systems that we already have in place around planning and the other strategic protections that exist are there and will protect the nature reserve, I think we do need some certainty on this as quickly as possible. So what I've done is I've tabled a motion for Tynwald to basically say, actually, we very much like our biosphere, thank you very much. It's absolutely critical to our climate change plan, our planning policy, basically everything that we are on the island. It's very important to protect our natural environment, and the government has made a lot of these commitments over the last few years. So taking all that into account, the DOI really needs to stop that marina process immediately in the nature reserve, and actually nature reserves should not be developed in. That as a statement of Tynwald policy, that needs to be on the record, I think, quite clearly. And the second part of the motion then asks the government to take some of the harbour strategy funding that was originally going to be used for a cruise berth in Douglas and look at reallocating that to the other ports on the island, because actually I think what we've seen throughout COVID is perhaps cruise berthing is not the way forward. And so if there is funding already allocated to harbour redevelopment that now isn't going to be used potentially for that, well, could we use that money to help boost and regenerate places like Ramsey, which is in real need of some investment?
Ramsey Marina Limited did come forward themselves and say actually they believe it could benefit the wildlife in the area. Do you dispute that?
I haven't seen any evidence to support that at all. It's been 3 years nearly since they originally made that claim, and I haven't seen anything come forward that backs that up. Obviously, there is a planning process that exists, and a Tynwald motion won't stop that process. The Tynwald motion will only stop the DOI element of that process. But if they do believe that they can make a positive environmental difference, then it's up to them to go away and fund and develop an environmental impact assessment and go through that very public planning process and actually sell that argument to the people of the Isle of Man.